Hey everybody, it's Dee Dee Leprac. This is your three times weekly short format podcast, Black Women with Other Brothers from downtown San Francisco. How are you guys doing? This is your podcast coming to you on an early Friday, July 10th, 2020 evening. San Francisco is now, it's our typical San Francisco summer weather. Right now it's kind of grayish white skies, a little blustery. The temperatures are about 59 or 60 degrees. That's our typical summer weather here. How are you guys doing? How are you doing? How's your parents, your children? How are you? And thanks for listening. Those of you who subscribe, I appreciate you very much. I'm here to talk about how BWE has been right. When I say a BWE, I think of the godmothers of Black women's empowerment. That would be Khadija, Sojourner's Passport, Muslim Bushido, Evia, interracial marriage. Those are the two that I automatically think of. There are others. Those are the two that do it for me. We are not all one, and I don't have to give everybody credit. I'm not an encyclopedia or a dictionary. Sometimes people come at me like, why didn't you mention so-and-so? Hey, make your own podcast. So BWE has been right about so many things. They really called it, especially telling Black women to stand down. I mean, I say that myself. Now, I'm a middle-aged woman. They're middle-aged women. So I was living my life before I got involved with BWE. I was basically living those principles. And when I saw them, it was like a come to Jesus moment. Like, wow, there's like big communities out there, communities of other women who live pretty much the way I live. So it was very gratifying for me to see and know that they just basically existed. Now, they've always been into divesting, self-preservation, interracial dating, more so now than ever before. Personally, I think this whole Black Lives Matter stuff is overboard. I've already said it's overkill. What is it really doing for Black women? We still have 70%, two-thirds of Black American homes led by women. What is BLM doing for that? Are they taking all of their zillions of donations and helping to open up daycare centers? Are they opening up art schools or coding classes for Black children? I personally don't think so. And from what I understand, a lot of the Black Lives Matters donations go directly into the Democratic Party. Now, again, here's what I would recommend. We're all different. And I apologize for not opening up anything, just doing this podcast. This is what works for me in my life. I'm not sharing everything that's happening, but this works for me right now. Hopefully, I can open up things soon. I think a lot of people share so much on social media when they should be pulling back and taking care of their personal life, which is why a lot of them are like acting wacky on social media. Keeping up with all that is pretty hard when you have a personal life. BLM, even if you are down for BLM, it's best socially to stay neutral. Really. That's really what I recommend for all Black women. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, stay neutral. Democrat, stay neutral. Hey, lie. Everybody else lies. I'm not saying I'm lying, but I recommend that Black women should say they're politically independent and stay out of it. It's sort of sad to see all the vulgarity, see so many Black women cursing people out, calling them stupid, all these racial epithets, just to ride for some elderly white guy that's running for president. They don't care that you're being vulgar. They don't care about any of that. They don't really care about you, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden. Me, my public statement is that I am politically independent. I've written that down. I say it. That keeps me neutral. I'm not taking sides. I recommend you do the same thing. And I know it's hard when you're young, when you're under 25, when you're under 30, you think you have to express yourself so passionately. You feel you have to let people know how you're feeling. Hey, I understand it. But when I was a young lady, thank goodness there was no social media. Oh my gosh, I probably would have been the most annoying narcissist. Just oversharing everything, cursing people out, you know, and none of that matters at the end of the day. What matters at the end of the day is that your bills are paid, that you have good health, that your family is healthy and safe, that your home is safe, that your children are safe and healthy. That is what matters. Everything else is nonsense. That's why I'm not riding for Trump. I'm not riding for Biden. I'm not riding for Black Lives Matter. I ride for three people. You probably know this already if you've listened to all these podcasts, and thank you very much. We're up to number 43, I think it is. I ride for three people, me, myself, and I. That's it. That's who I'm riding for. I feel really good this election cycle. People are losing their minds on social media. People are trying to go viral. I see Black Lives Matter, Negroes. Yeah, I say Negroes. Spanish word for black. What? I live in California. Que pasa? I see these black people acting like real wacky. Like I saw this black guy, looked like he was gay black male. He was harassing white people that were going in a church, and he had this noisemaker. It's like a horn, like, ah! You know, when somebody talks and they squeeze it to shout over people, ah! And then I saw like these white females writing for Black Lives Matter, like cursing out people. And I saw this little Hispanic girl who was a manager of some beauty supply store. I've forgotten the name. And the guy walks in the store wearing a MAGA hat, you know, Make America Great Again. Hey, more power. That's his choice. If you want to wear a Joe Biden hat, more power. So the guy walks into a store to buy something. And this little Hispanic girl's like, F you. On video camera, videotape. So she's going to lose her job writing for Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't care. That's why I'm telling you, stay neutral. Say you are independent. Say one thing and do another thing. Everybody doesn't have to know your every thought. And also, you probably know this already, underplay everything. Go and scrub your social media. If you are still like, if you're doing takeout and you're taking pictures of beautiful food, you shouldn't do that. If you're planning on taking even a short vacation to the next state, or you're going, don't let everybody know what you're doing. There are so many people out of work. People are desperate. People are more jealous and envious than ever before, especially if they think that black women are living better than them. Now, when I'm talking like this, I sound like my mother, but unlike my mom, rest in peace, Evangelist Helen, I love you, Mama. She didn't take all her own advice. I take all my advice. My mother gave great advice she didn't take, and I used to talk to her about it. I'm like, why don't you give me this advice? Why didn't you take it, or why don't you take it? So I'm walking the walk. I'm politically independent. I'm undersharing everything. I'm not flossing anything. So this is your short podcast for today. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, a beautiful, safe weekend. I hope you get some exercise in, eat healthy food, and everything like that. This is Black Women with Other Brothers. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. Everything's beautiful.